This is KCUR 89.3, NPR in Kansas City. Earlier this week, the International Olympic Committee made it official when the Summer Games in Tokyo were postponed until 2021. In the sport of archery, Olympic silver medalist Zach Garrett of Wellington, Missouri, was training for a shot at more medals. But as Greg Eklund reports for KCUR, the postponement not only affects his plans, but also those of another up-and-comer.
Zach Garrett, who turns 25 next month, worked out at an indoor archery range in Independence while visiting his family last Thanksgiving. A few weeks before, he traveled to Japan to get a feel for the Olympic archery venue there. Garrett was visualizing.
My visualization pertains more to the actual shot, like the actual what I'm trying to do shooting-wise for archery.
What Garrett didn't foresee in that visit was a postponement, and he talked about that this week from California, where he's currently training.
I mean, it feels like your dreams are being postponed. However, I think that this was the only decision that was reasonable to make.
Garrett stepped away from competition after earning a silver medal as part of the USA team that stood on the podium at the 2016 Rio Games. And he was just returning to Olympic caliber form the last few months, but
that extra year is going to give me even more opportunity to prepare, and I feel very confident that I'll be even better at that point.
Garrett says he will continue training even though the games are on hold, but not only has he been looking at his future in the near term, but the future of another talented archer in the Kansas City Metro.
When I started archery, I knew that I was starting relatively late compared to other people and compared to how far that I wanted to go with archery.
That's 16-year-old Kara Cha of Lee Summit. Last year, Garrett divided his time between competing and teaching Cha and her 14-year-old brother, Ethan.
I was focusing on coaching. I think at my peak, I had about 20 students, and I was also focusing on trying to get back onto our national team.
Which he did. Kara also wants to coach and has earned what is called a level one coaching degree through USA Archery.
I could see from a coach's point of view how it feels to coach someone just like he is able to coach me. So I'm able to work on myself and then also see what he wants me to become.
Kara hopes to emulate what she calls Garrett's graceful competitive form.
I want to be able to achieve that. So being able to visualize it is one thing, but being able to actually go and see it and see the scores that it results in and see the confidence in his shots is something that's very, it just really piques my interest.
But there's a lot that interests Kara Cha besides archery. As an accomplished viola player, she has performed at Carnegie Hall and at the famous opera house in Sydney, Australia. Plus, Cha is a choral director for a choir at her church.
Ever since I was young, I've always been doing something. I've always been busy. If I had free time, then it was considered weird.
As for archery, Cha says she's been interested in the recurve bow, like the ones seen in the Hunger Games movies. She didn't take up serious competition until the last couple years.
When I started, I honestly didn't think that getting very far would be possible just because of how much later I'd started, but I knew I wanted to get as far as I could in the time that I could.
For the immediate future, Cha sympathizes with her archery friends who wanted to compete at this summer's Olympics in Tokyo. But for the multi-talented Cha, the Olympics are now not her highest priority. As for her coach, Zach Garrett, he offers this.
I hope that people will look at that among all the other things that have been canceled and postponed and see that, like, this is a crisis. This is something we should be taking seriously.
Garrett knows the decision to postpone this summer's games will have a huge impact. But in a sport that requires a precise aim, Garrett is still targeting gold next year. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.